Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Between the Ropes podcast. Brian Fritz along with Michael Wiseman. Look at this. We are together. Finally together again. It's been since last summer. SummerSlam since we were hanging out last.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
This is Michael's first trip back to Central Florida. It's been almost 3 years since you were down here.
It has. We were talking about that earlier today. I came down and we did the trifecta. We did... What was it? Battleground?
We did a bad pay-per-view in Tampa.
No. It wasn't bad. The Miz won the Intercontinental Championship.
That's true. The Miz did win.
It was not bad. What was it? What was Battleground back in... And then we did Raw, where we were on TV pimping out our BTR gear.
Right.
And then we did SmackDown, a very forgettable show.
Right.
The Usos were there, but... Yeah.
But yeah, we did the trifecta. We went down to the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. I took Mike to his first casino where he lost money.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And I won money.
I forgot about that. I played the giant, yeah.
We played the Iron Man slot machine.
The Iron Man slot machine.
And I taught you how to lose and lose respectfully, but not lose a lot of money. In the meantime, at the same time, I played the Iron Man slot machine, the one next to his. I won $150.
Won a whole bunch of
money.
And
then we went back later at night, and I said, I'm going to do something that a gambler will tell you you should never do, and that is bet on the same machine that you won on earlier, and I won again.
Also, if you're a gambler and you win money, you normally call it quits at that point. Like,
right.
We're done. We're good. I'm going home happy.
Not me, man.
Brian.
I was just like, you know what? I'm willing to put it on the line, and I won some more money.
That's right. Oh, we did do something else that weekend. We went on the look for a certain professional wrestler of notorious fame.
Right. One of your favorites.
JTG.
And we still haven't found him.
We're going to be looking this weekend, though.
Here's the thing, though. Michael has not found him. On the other hand, I found him.
When?
Remember last August at SummerSlam?
I've drunk a whole lot of beer since then.
I found him.
Not at any recollection.
But then he went disappearing again. You still haven't found
him. I've never found him. And I did because I
posted a picture with him on Instagram and you're like,
that's right.
Oh no, how'd you find JTG?
That's right. And the thing about it, Brian, is I've looked on the back of a lot of milk cartons and I've seen his face. So I know other people are looking for him as well.
Yeah.
If you want to revisit our awesome trip from 3 years ago, it's actually on our YouTube page, youtube.com/betweentheropes. It is, what do we call it?
Michael and Brian's fun times.
Good time, fun times road trip.
Yeah, the good times road trip.
Oh man, it was fantastic. We did like a in car footage. If you want to ride in a car with us,
yeah,
you can have that experience on our YouTube page.
You can watch Mike freak out because the Miz won the IC title. He went in the parking lot and had a meltdown.
Oh, it was without a doubt one of the greatest moments of my life. Shh, don't tell my wife. She's downstairs.
I want to warn everybody of something, too. So, Michael and I are going to be at WWE WrestleMania Radio Row on Friday morning.
That's your warning, WWE folks. So, get out of town if you don't want to see us.
We are doing this on a Thursday night. So, tomorrow morning, we'll be at Radio Row. Michael is hoping to meet The Miz.
Yes.
We've always gotten close. It still hasn't happened.
He was within inches at SummerSlam. I could have grabbed him twice now.
Now, Michael also wants to do something if we get him at Radio Row. He wants to show The Miz his freak out.
Yes. And I want to do it without letting him know that it's me.
Yeah.
I just want to show him the footage. Have you seen this fan reaction to your epic Intercontinental Championship win from Battleground 2014? And then show him the footage sitting right next to him and see how he responds to it.
I'm afraid.
That would be fantastic.
I'm afraid.
I hope we get The Miz tomorrow. I think we will.
I got a good feeling about it, too. So,
do you think it would be wrong if I give him a hug?
He might hug me by the end of it, not you.
What if I kiss him? Like on the cheek and the forehead? Is that too forward?
That's a little bit too far.
Too much? Like,
yeah.
Just like a little air kiss?
Can I tell you about another story when it comes to The Miz?
Yes, I would love to hear that.
So, which WrestleMania was it? One of the WrestleManias I went to, I think I was by myself.
Okay.
Afterwards, I was out in the street. Oh, I know what it was.
Panhandling.
Not true. This was it was the night before after a Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And I was hanging out. And I was still in a suit. And a lot of other people had already changed out of their suit. I was hanging out with a friend of mine from WWE. We were out looking for something to eat. And we ran into The Miz.
Really?
And I got introduced. He goes, "Hi, I'm Mike."
He introduced himself as Mike?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so I got to talk
to him. That's awesome.
So I talked to The Miz for a couple
minutes.
Did
you act like you're like, "Oh, Mike, who?"
I was like, "Oh, good to meet you."
Nice to meet you, Mike.
And mind you, everybody else, including everybody from WWE, like all the wrestlers, they had already changed out of their suits, and I am in full suit.
That's awesome.
So that did not look
awesome.
That did not look great. So let's get a couple plugs in here. And by the way, we're going to be talking a lot about WrestleMania. This is the WrestleMania Go Home Show. We'll run down the card. We'll give our predictions. We'll talk about all the different matches going on the shows. Plus, we'll give some predictions for TakeOver as well.
Right. And
probably talk a little bit more about what could lie ahead for WWE. For everybody out there, if you're watching this, please subscribe to us. Just go below, click on the subscribe button. It helps us out a lot. We're doing a lot more videos. Like we said, we're going to be on Radio Row. We're doing the weekly video now right here. And for the podcast, so everybody can watch us actually do them now.
And watch us together this week, which is a lot of fun.
And we're going to be doing some more stuff, too, when it comes to this week, where we'll be doing Facebook Live, we'll be on Periscope, different things like that. Also, please support us on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/betweentheropes, support us there. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well if you're not watching the video, or even if you are, subscribe there. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, the TuneIn app, and on SoundCloud as well. Please rate and review the podcast. So I also want to do one other thing here real quick that Mike doesn't know about.
So
I'm going to admit this.
Oh, wow.
Everybody thinks I'm a shill.
Oh, wow.
See this? This is called, this is the fan guide, the ultimate fan guide to WrestleMania. This is in the Orlando Sentinel in Thursday's edition.
So if you're in town for Mania, pick one up, put those two little quarters in the slot.
So this is basically everything that is going on that you want to know when it comes to WrestleMania.
Right.
Talks a lot about the event and talks about NXT, Raw, SmackDown, community events, different things like that, the network and everything. So I actually wrote that for the Orlando Sentinel so everybody could pick it up. But this guy right here, and a lot of people don't know this, this is my editor. And I did that on purpose because I wanted to look as good as I could when I turned this stuff in
to WWE. To
Orlando Sentinel and to the WWE. And when I first told Michael that I was doing this as like a super secret project, I said, I need an editor. And Mike came through. He was my editor. There's a lot of different tweaks that needed to be done.
Yeah, it was good.
And my boy Mikey helped me out.
I did a pass on
it. I appreciate
that. And, it's great. It's a great thing if you're in town for Mania to check out. And if you're not a wrestling fan, and which most of you all will be, obviously, but if you're not a wrestling fan, you get this in the paper, it's a really good introduction to what us wrestling fans love about this this weekend, just the entire sport. So good job, Brian. I think it's really fantastic, and I'm glad I had a small part in
helping
out with
that. His name is not in there. If you look really hard,
it's like
in faint font in tiny letters on the next to last page, you will see my name.
Let's see here. Let's
if you open it up and go to like the last page.
Wait, nope, that's not the last page.
Yep. Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
I butchered it.
No, that's even better, though, because it's right there.
Okay, here we go. See, let's play the I Spy Brian Fritz's name. Okay.
Yeah,
this whole page.
And see really small letters down here.
Fine print. No, not the blue ones, even lower than that.
Like down there, the tiniest stuff?
See that right
there?
Yeah,
that's where it is.
Right there at the bottom.
I'm there. Somewhere. I think it's my name blurred.
Up.
A little blurry right there, but you know, my name's in there.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So, if you haven't gotten that, if you want to check that out, please do. By the way, it will probably be everywhere. Like, we went to Access today.
Yeah.
We actually went into the Superstore. Access wasn't open yet, and they had that out.
Yes.
So,
sitting at the press table. So, I mean, you know, it's there for fans just to come by and grab. So if you don't buy a paper, which you should, support local journalism. But if you don't buy a paper, just grab one when you're walking around. If you see somebody holding one and you want it, just take it. It's yours. You have our permission.
And by the way, if you want, I'll be walking around. You're more than happy to pull me aside and say, can I get a picture with you and the special WWE insert section to talk all about WrestleMania?
He'll sign it. Too.
I will autograph it. I will take a picture with you holding it. Any of that stuff.
He'll take it to your house, take care of your child with it. I mean, anything you want him to do.
I'm sure I'm going to be mobbed. Now, if you want to get the picture or get autographed, Mike is my security. So you have to go through him first.
Easy access. Come on in and get him. Well, we are not doing questions tonight. I do want to get ahead of this. I know we didn't post about questions, and I haven't even checked the mailbag this week. We've been so busy prepping for all the things we're doing this weekend. But I do want to say this. We will be doing live videos throughout the weekend, mostly on Facebook Live. We think that's a better platform for kind of what we want to do this weekend. So please follow us, like us on Facebook, and that sounds like a plug. But also, if you see us doing live videos, which is straight from our camera, it pops up with your name, and we can answer those questions live on location wherever we are. Just send us a comment in that. It's a great way to ask us questions as we experience things out this weekend. We're going to have a lot of videos going up, of course, our produced ones, but then just those fun ones we're going to do ad hoc like today.
Yeah.
It's a great way to experience it if you're not here too. As a fan growing up, I always wondered, they would show those snippets. I mean, this was back in the late 90s. They would show little brief snippets of what Access was, or early 2000s.
Right.
just like those 5-minute segments on video. And I always said, man, I wish I could go, but if I can't go, how can I see what that looks like? And so we want to give you all that experience as our audience this weekend.
So let's get into WrestleMania. It's the biggest show of the year. Yes. For WWE. 13 matches at WrestleMania.
Mm.
There could have been 15. We did not get the Big Show against Shaq. We did not get a SmackDown Tag Team Championship match either.
Right.
So, in fact, I feel bad for all those guys a little bit because now they're going to be in the Andre.
Yeah. Dre is kind of getting a little bit overloaded and they could have their own match. But
you know what? There's 13 matches on the show. So let's talk about this way and then we'll talk about the hype for some of them. So
sure.
The three matches that they're doing on the undercard, they're going to be doing Neville defending the Cruiserweight Championship against Austin Aries.
Yep.
They are doing the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And they are also doing the SmackDown Women's Championship match, which right now is a six-pack challenge.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to expand that anymore or not. I have a feeling that they're not. I think now that they put a title on it, calling it the six-pack challenge,
right,
that's going to be it. So all this talk about surprises, you know, there was talk about Victoria or Kelly could.
Oh, yeah.
Maria Kanellis.
Oh, that would have been fun.
You know,
yeah,
I don't think that's going to happen, even though I did tell Alexa Bliss earlier this week that she needed to get ready because there was going to be 10 people in the match total.
Well, and that includes also Naomi returning from injury,
right,
to fight to reclaim her championship. We'll see if that happens or not. But
so in that match, I guess I won't say conspiracy theory, but a lot of people are like, well, of course they put the SmackDown Women's Championship on the pre-show, which, yes, I understand that. But when it comes to, you know, the women, and the SmackDown women have done a great job.
Sure.
They have done a fantastic job.
Sure.
But the bigger names are still over on Raw.
I think what fans are missing, and actually we've had some discussions between ourselves. I got into discussion with some of our other wrestling friends on the internet last night about the pre-card, the pre-show card versus the main show card. Pitbull is up there doing a concert. You know, they do the 20-minute entrances for people like The Undertaker. And
Mr. Worldwide cannot be denied.
Right,
okay?
right. So I think we get lost in this as wrestling fans sometimes, talking about, well, it's on the pre-card, it's not actually on the main card. You got to understand one thing. WrestleMania is all about pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
WrestleMania is here not just for us hardcore wrestling fans. If you want that show, go Saturday night to NXT. But if you want the pomp, circumstance, pageantry that is WrestleMania, you're tuning in Sunday night for the 6-hour event. So whether or not a match gets bumped to the pre-show or not, I think it's getting blown out of proportion here, especially because we're in the post-pay-per-view payday phase where those paychecks aren't built on where you are on the card as much anymore. It is more about general revenue. So Austin Aries, his match got bumped to the pre-show. He was okay with it. He talked about on Twitter about how they were still going to tear the house down.
Right.
And took it as a challenge almost. So let's not get lost in all of the, oh, the women got bumped to the pre-show, they're not important hype. I think that is a whole lot of rhetoric, and it's kind of ugly, and I'm not a big fan of it.
Well, the other thing is, too, you know, when it comes to those matches, I believe they're all going to be in the hour of the pre-show that airs on USA Network.
Right.
So
it's an even wider audience.
Yeah, right. Even more people will be able to see it, you know. So, and they're also probably going to be in a position, when it comes to that match in particular, they're probably going to go on first.
Right.
And that's a stage setter.
Yeah.
So that's one that, you know, yeah, everybody wants to be on that main card. I think it is overblown a little bit. You know, when you talk about the musical acts, you know what? I understand that some people are going to be like, I don't care about that. That's fine.
Right.
This is a big entertainment show. It's not just a wrestling show. This is not the first year they have had a musical act on here. In fact, it's not even the first year that they have had Flo Rida on this show, okay?
They do
because
a musical act almost every year, too.
Right. I mean, they've had Machine Gun Kelly.
Yep.
Flo Rida. So, I mean, they have musical acts on there all the time, you know, so it's, to me, it's a little bit overblown, but it's what they're going to do. And who knows, maybe they're going to tie it in with one of the matches. They've done that in the past. You know, they did that with a women's battle royal one year.
Right. Right.
You know, so.
And I think you hit this on the head with this, the SmackDown women's team. They've done great work. And there's no discredit to that. In fact, I told you earlier today, I was rewatching last year's WrestleMania, and to see where Becky Lynch has come from on the main card in the last 365 days blows my mind. A year ago, she was this generic women's wrestler who came up from NXT, lost in the shadow of Charlotte and Sasha Banks. And this year, Becky Lynch has her persona, and she has owned that SmackDown brand in a way that only Alexa Bliss has really challenged. So I don't want to discredit that, but you said it. the bigger names are on Raw. It's just a fact. Charlotte Flair carries prestige. Sasha Banks is in a class of her own with her unique style, personality, and in-ring acumen. So, and Bayley is over with the fans in a way that a lot of women don't get. So those names, if we're going to put one women's match on the main roster, that's the one that's going to go on there. Now, I would love to have seen the one-on-one Charlotte versus Sasha Banks or Charlotte versus Bayley culminating feud match. We don't get that. It's WrestleMania. So that's my one beef with this, but I get why they're on the pre-card.
I get it. But here's the thing, too, when it comes to, you know, these matches. And this is one of my beefs I have every year with WrestleMania, is all the multi-person matches.
Right.
And I say this every year. It's not fair. WrestleMania is not fair to the talent because not everybody gets to be on there. Now, I think almost everybody is on there because if they're not on a match on WrestleMania, they're in the Battle Royal.
Right.
But I look at WrestleMania as a way of, yes, it's a reward for all the talent, but not everybody deserves to be on the show. It's not fair. It's going to be very specific. I think it would be better if they would do more singles matches rather than doing, you know, now we've got a four-way for one women's match. We've got a six-way for another. The Raw tag team titles is a triple threat.
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff I wish they would scale back on. Now, it's only, what, those three matches that I said that they were doing that. But, you know, it's a little bit too much. I would rather see the singles match when it comes to, like, a championship being defended.
Right.
Maybe a triple threat if there is, there's been a big ongoing angle. Mm-hmm. But it feels like, let's just throw everybody in.
And for the women's, I think in my mind, for the women's divisions, both of them, which have really established some great singles wrestlers, and we've had some fantastic singles matches over the last year, 2 years, it almost feels like a step backwards. That's where I take umbrage with it, because we're getting singles matches for the men. Why can we not get this for the women? Even if it's not for the championship, give us a one-on-one match at WrestleMania that really highlights these ladies' skills. And, and that's where I really kind of have a slight issue with
it. And I still think, you know, you mentioned Sasha Banks against Bayley. I think they were holding that off until SummerSlam.
Sure.
I think they want to return to Brooklyn, do the match again like they've done, but instead of it being at an NXT TakeOver,
do it.
It's at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're going to be looking towards. So 10 matches on the main card. And by the way, so the main card is going to begin at 7 p.m. Eastern. This show is not ending at 11 o'clock Eastern. It's not going to end probably till about 11:30. I mean, nobody has told me that, but I look at that and I say 10 matches, probably three, four, maybe five segments with the New Day between on camera and backstage.
Right.
Then we get, you know, all the entrances, all the video packages. I think The Rock is going to be on the show.
Sure.
I don't know if we're going to get any other celebrity involvement. I think they're pretty happy with the New Day being on there. Maybe there will be. I don't think it'll be anything extensive where somebody's coming out. It'll be like we ran into them in the back.
And it does feel like they're really propping the New Day up as kind of being the celebrity of this year. I mean, there are wrestlers and we see them week in and week out, but because the New Day has embraced pop culture in the way they have, it does. I get the sense that those, well, we might get Ric Flair, we might get somebody like that, but I get the sense that some of those celebrity callouts are going to go to the New Day this year instead.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's where they're going to do that. Like, I had predicted a long time ago, I thought Conor McGregor was going to be on this show.
Right.
Does not seem like that is going to happen.
He's too busy setting up his match with Floyd Mayweather.
He just got his $200,000 car towed, I believe, the other day.
Him or Mayweather?
Conor did.
Really?
Yeah. I saw something about that. So, yeah. So that's going on. I don't know what other celebrity they would think about, but like I said, maybe it'll be something like backstage. Hey, we just ran into Maria Menounos, you know?
Right.
Hey, look at that. It's Mean Gene. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw like a Mean Gene New Day thing. But when it comes to like some A or even B list celebrity, I don't think that's going to happen.
Question.
Yeah.
Do we get a stare down between Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle backstage at Mania this year?
Could they cross paths?
Yes.
Possibly.
I mean, Mania is the stage, right? That's where they fought in the past.
If that's what they've thought, well, here's the thing, though. Even if they do that, does that set up a match?
Depends on what condition Kurt Angle is in and how long he signs with WWE.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, I think Kurt's coming back for a match. I think Kurt is wrestling at SummerSlam. I don't think Kurt's wrestling Brock necessarily. I could see that. I could also see him facing somebody different. Kevin Owens, maybe Seth Rollins. it's too bad what they've done with Rusev, because that's the natural fit.
Right.
That if you had built up Rusev as this true heel to face, you know, the American hero, the Olympic
hero. Actually, the natural fit would have been him fighting Jack Swagger in a Loser Leaves Town match.
Well, I think we would have known who won that. So, sorry, Jack. But there's different things they could have done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Angle, like, cross paths with somebody.
Yeah.
He's going to wrestle again. If he passes the physical, and I think he will, I think he's going to wrestle. I don't think that's going to happen until SummerSlam. Now, I do think we are going to see Kurt Angle on Raw the day after WrestleMania.
Yes.
Because I think he's going to be the new GM of Raw.
Makes sense. That's where they are heading with this.
Well, I love that WWE put out this poll on their website. I think it was a poll or it was just like, who could be the next general manager of Raw? And they gave suggestions. And Kurt Angle was one of them. In fact, the picture that they put with the story was Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Yeah. It does feel like they're selling it. But they've also been selling Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy potentially coming back.
They've absolutely been.
This has been an ongoing thing on their Twitter feed over the last week or
two. They showed like this highlight from WrestleMania 25. Like, they're going through different WrestleManias.
That was Hardy versus Hardy.
And they showed this thing about, look at this broken, in all caps, table, you know? Or they were even talking about this parties match, and they said, wonderful, or whatever it was.
Yes.
And Matt Hardy's just retweeting everything.
Yes.
So, you know, when it comes to the Hardys, they're coming in.
Yes.
Now, the question about them is, when and how? Like, what gimmick do they use? Mm. So, here's the thing. So, apparently, Matt Hardy filed for trademark of the Broken Universe and everything.
Yes.
And he did it in February. Okay, so this is an ongoing thing about who owns the property. And Impact, you know, stopped them from using it on the Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Right.
He filed for that trademark. And over the last week or two, since the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, he says it's legally ours now. We got the patent. Mm. They got approved. So does that mean WWE says, okay, we'll go ahead now. You have the trademark.
Right.
And we're not going to worry about any kind of legal problems. Do they feel confident if Impact took them to court, they would win? Because Matt paid for a lot of the segments. He says, like, a lot of the footage that they did, like when they did stuff in the Hardy compound, he paid for those.
Yeah.
I mean, he paid for those shows, basically all the production. So do they feel confident that he came up with enough of it that he should do it? He's got the trademark. On, or do they say, you know what, we don't want to fight this? Or do they just think Impact's going to back down and say they don't want to get in a legal war with us because we will tie them up in court just to screw with them and bleed them dry?
Right. That's the thing about Impact Wrestling right now. They're not in a position to sue the Hardys if the Hardys are under the WWE umbrella.
Right.
And then that's not, I almost feel like that threat alone is enough to have Impact not a back burner, you know, that the Hardys can come into WWE and not worry about Impact Wrestling anymore because of the lawyers, just because of, like you said, they can hold them up in court forever.
Right. And so with the teases that they've done in different things, I think they are coming in. I think they're going to be doing the broken gimmick, both Matt and Jeff, because there's been questions about that. I don't know if they're going to be there on Raw or SmackDown. Maybe. Maybe they could be. I could easily see a scenario where it was a month later, something like that. But I think they're coming in. And I think that what they do is they bring them in, they do the Broken Universe. Then down the line, maybe Jeff gets drafted or traded to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they'll use this terminology, because I don't think WWE is going to use the term spot monkey. But he could kind of veer back to his old spot monkey ways when he's not around Matt.
Oh,
so like he loses his way and becomes old daredevil Jeff Hardy.
Right.
And he's on Raw doing his thing. And Matt continues with the Broken Universe on the other brand.
Well, okay. So I have a prediction for you.
Sure.
Okay. Hot takes Wiseman over here.
Yeah.
Sunday, they have changed the Raw tag team match to a ladder match.
Yes, they have.
And who were the king of the ladder matches outside of Edge and Christian?
Matt and Jeff.
And so doesn't it seem coincidental that in the same week we've been getting all of these tweets about the Broken Universe and or the broken table and et cetera, that they changed that match to a ladder match?
Here's another thing I want to factor in. If they bring in Matt and Jeff,
okay,
and if they do it on Raw or SmackDown or even at WrestleMania, how are they going to be feeling? Because they are doing a ladder match against the Young Bucks at Ring of Honor on Saturday night.
Which should tear down the house. And I mean, that would be a fantastic
match.
And
they're all going to try to kill each other.
Yes.
There could be a murder.
Well, they know it will be their last outing together if they are coming over to WWE, presumably.
Right.
Presumably.
You know, so, I mean, they're likely losing the Ring of Honor championship. I mean, and that's fine if we know that. But these guys are going to go out there and they're going to kill each other.
Yeah. I think it won't matter because if they do show up on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday,
I don't think they're gonna
you're
wrestle.
Tied to this Tuesday idea. I have fans tweeting me now. Yes, a Tuesday, you mean Tuesday, Michael. Tuesday,
well,
Tuesday.
Well, here's the reason why. I just think that that gimmick works better on SmackDown. Because we know Vince McMahon, it's his call for both shows.
Sure.
But he has much more of an impact on Raw.
Impact.
You know, like
impact.
I did that.
I see what you're foreshadowing.
So he has more of an effect on Raw. That's a little bit more of his baby. So that's why I think SmackDown might be the better fit for them. But
sure.
I'm the same guy that says constantly that Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be on SmackDown. Because when it comes to Raw, they're getting a big name talent too. And the big name talent they're getting is Finn Balor.
Right. Well, he's just coming back.
Right.
I mean, but here's my thing about it. Whether or not the Hardys come back on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at NXT, whenever, they are not going to be wrestling their first night back. They're not coming out on that night and doing a whole bunch of bumps. They will make an appearance.
Yeah.
They will do something that shakes the foundations of the WWE, as they like to say.
Will they have Rebby Hardy playing piano?
I hope so. Now, that would be a WrestleMania moment for the ages. That stage, Rebby Hardy comes out playing piano, and the music hits, and you know what's happening.
All you'd have to hear is just real low, before the piano even plays, you hear Jeff singing the song a cappella.
Yes.
And then the piano plays. And then
potential.
He sings to the piano. And Matt comes out, yes, you know, and all that. So
if they could, I tell you what, that gimmick could be so fantastic in WWE if they would handle it the right way. It would, with the finances and the production team that WWE brings to the table, that gimmick could be so over just like that.
By the way, I'll ask you this while we're taping on the spot.
Uh-oh.
So Sunday, we're probably going to the Jim Ross show, which
yes.
is from 1 to 3 Eastern,
yes.
okay? Then we'll go from there to WrestleMania. If we want to, before we go to the Jim Ross show, you know there's the broken tailgate party with the Hardys downtown.
No.
Yes.
What?
From 10 a.m. to like 5 p.m., Matt and Jeff Hardy are hosting a tailgate party.
And
anybody can come.
Well, let's do it. Let's make that a thing. By the way,
I got to go see Matt and Jeff in person.
We didn't plug this earlier. And
yeah.
I don't have a beer in my hand tonight. And I apologize about that. Brian is giving me water. You'll see me.
I don't have any beer in
the
house right now. I'm sorry.
But I do want to say this. If you want to see me drink a beer and you're in town, Saturday night is your night to do it. Please RSVP on our Facebook page. We are hosting a BTR meetup right after the NXT show at Harry Buffalo's. I saw it tonight. It's right across the street, just down, I mean, half a mile tops.
Not even that. It's like a quarter of a mile. Like, go underneath the interstate, and
yes.
it's right there.
So come join us. Come join us. Have a beer. Maybe we'll get some nachos. We'll just have a good old time, and I'll drink a beer there for you.
Right. But like Michael said, though, it's right after NXT, but please go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Go to the event and RSVP because
right.
we need a head count to make sure we've got enough space for everybody.
Right.
Because
right now,
I already need to make a call to expand.
Right. It's
getting
full.
It's getting full. And that's cool. We want as many people to come out as possible. We just want to make sure there's space for everybody.
We got some cool people coming. I know we had a couple
Rich Brennan, former NXT announcer and SmackDown announcer, Rich Brennan, Rich Bikini. He is coming by. Our buddy Pedro is coming by. I believe Scott Fishman is coming by. I don't know why I'm plugging him.
If you like Scott Fishman, first off, unsubscribe. Secondly,
yeah.
Go.
So I think Scotty is coming by.
I'm just kidding. We're all good friends with Scotty.
Yeah. And then who else are we getting?
If you are here in the area and you read the Orlando Sentinel, we do have potentially one of the editors from the Sentinel coming to join us too.
Yeah.
Like a buddy of ours.
And there is a pretty big name wrestler that I think is coming by.
Is he?
He told me he is.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say
it,
though.
I don't know. It might set up fan
expectations.
It's
a risk.
We are going to try to have a former WWE wrestler come join us who has worked in some other worldwide promotions. It's not a guarantee yet,
yeah.
but he has shown interest, and Brian knows him personally, so we will try to get that happening.
Yeah, we'll see if we can
Dickerman,
get him over.
Dickerman, maybe Dickerman.
Trying to convince Dickerman, trying to use my persuasive powers.
And then I will just not be there. I will be deleted if that happens.
We'll try to do that. So let's shelve the what could happen on Raw or SmackDown until we get done running down Mania.
Let's run it down. It's going to be a terrible
show.
There
we go. So,
it's too short. Okay.
So I think you believe the show will finish with Goldberg against Brock Lesnar, right?
Yes. That will
because
be the last match.
I know there's some people that are wondering about that now. And to me, I'm like, I don't see any scenario where they end with a different match. Like, some people are wondering, could they end with Bray Wyatt against Randy Orton? The only way that I could see that, I guess, is if Orton was winning and they wanted to end the show with a babyface.
Right.
But Goldberg, Lesnar has been built up like the two behemoths. They feels like the biggest match on the show. Feels like a much bigger match than Orton against Wyatt.
Right.
So to me, that's the match that goes on last.
Okay. There's one other scenario, because I agree with you. To me, they are selling Lesnar versus Goldberg as the match of the night, even though it's going to last about 35 seconds.
I don't know about that. Have you seen what Bill has been saying?
No.
So he's been talking about his training, and he says he's miserable. He says he wakes up in the morning, he trains, he eats, he trains, he eats. He said he had to stop doing cardio because he was losing weight too much, and he wants to keep the bulk.
Mass, yeah.
So all he's doing is eating and lifting, and he says he's miserable, but he says it's going to be worth it.
But that doesn't help his wind, Eddie. Lifting weights is not going to help your wind.
But he wants to do that because he says he's getting back looking like the old Goldberg, because he says this match is going to be a real, smash him up.
Knocker.
He swears it's going to be a bloodfest. He's used the word bloodfest. I don't know about that. Maybe it will. Brock seems to, in big matches, somehow get bloodied. I mean, it just so happens on the biggest show, Brock Lesnar is bleeding.
Who's going to fuss at Brock Lesnar after Vince McMahon? Brock, you shouldn't be doing that. Bah.
You're not allowed to blade. So Brock goes, that's fine. Right, watch this. I'm going to ram my head into a steel post at ringside. Right. And, so be it.
The hard way.
Right. So I don't know if the match is going to go 35 seconds. I think it could go 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I don't see a 10-minute match. Who knows? Maybe we'll all be blown away by the length of the match. As
I just
want to
see
the
what they do. Like, that's my whole thing about it is, what are they? Whether or not it's 35 seconds, whether or not it's 5 minutes, or whether or not it is a one-hour Ironman match, what are these two men going to do on Sunday to, number one, make Goldberg's championship reign not feel like a giant waste of my time and a waste of that belt's prestige? And number two, do something unique and cause a stir like they did back at Survivor Series. Because that's what you got to do. You are being judged against one other match, the match that happened 6 months ago. And while I didn't like the outcome, I didn't like the way they handled it, it did cause a stir that has not been replicated since with Bill Goldberg. So
there was a reason for it, and we understand it now. So I guess the question is, and I posed this to Jason Powell, who was on the podcast earlier in the week, is there a scenario where Goldberg wins this match? I really don't think there is. It's starting to sound a little bit more like Bill might stick around. He might, I say stick around, I mean, he might have another match. I don't know that for a fact. This might be it. That might just be some conjecture.
They're sending him down to NXT, right? He needs to go through development.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
tough his enough. Short matches are.
So
Stone Cold Steve Austin's the judge,
maybe.
Well, Bill, you're just not quite there.
Convince
son,
me.
Come on,
what's Bill Goldberg all about? I kind of tend to lean towards, I think this is going to be Bill's last match. That's why he's training so hard, and he's going to do everything. The response he's gotten has blown him away, but I could see him more as an ambassador rather than a guy that gets back into the ring.
Right.
I think Lesnar's winning the match like most people. And when it comes to Lesnar, there's a lot of different scenarios after that because he's going to be working some more dates.
Right.
I don't know how many more. There's been a lot of speculation that he's going to hold the title for a year, face Roman Reigns next year. Or there's also been speculation maybe he will lose it the next night at Raw. So who knows? I mean, but I think we all agree for the most part that Lesnar leaves as champion. It's just going to be a little bit of a weird moment from what they typically do at a WrestleMania from a standpoint of, this heel is going to win the championship. Right. And it's different from Seth Rollins because when Seth did it, remember, that was a moment because he cashed in Money in the Bank.
He actually cashed in and created a stir and excitement.
Exactly. This is going to be a little bit different.
Okay, but so here's the deal. I think there's one other scenario we're not talking about, and this is going to really ruffle some feathers when I say this, but the show could conceivably end with The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns.
It could. That's the other match
I was
going to bring up.
And then you send Roman Reigns home, or you send fans home with their baby face winning when Roman Reigns conquers The Undertaker and takes back his yard.
That's the only match that I could see as a potential show ender. The only thing about that match, though, is WWE concerned about the level of the match? Of like how good the match will be? Yes.
They should be.
They love Undertaker and they should be. I mean, that guy's been the man.
Yes.
they love the potential. I say potential, but I mean, there is no Roman Reigns. We don't need to be talking about potential. Roman is very good.
Sure. Yes, he is.
It's just, he's a polarizing character and people can question his promos. He's very good in the ring and he is going to be asked to do a lot in this match. The Undertaker, I think, is going to do more than people expect. He's going to be in a hell of a lot of pain afterwards. But do they say, because this is Undertaker, it's potentially his last match, and we don't even know that yet, and because we are still looking to, quote-unquote, coronate Roman Reigns, do we do that match last? I don't think so, but I could see it. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that.
I think they could if Vince McMahon is so convinced that this is going to be the moment Roman Reigns finally gets over. Because to a certain extent, Roman Reigns versus Taker feels like a bigger match than Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt for the SmackDown Championship.
What if it was Roman Reigns turning heel?
Now, that could be a great way to end the show as a shocker, but you
like,
could also put
that... What if he cheated to beat Taker? And then he took a sign out and planted in the ring that said, my yard.
Yard sale.
Yeah. He put a yard sale sign on Undertaker.
Oh, that
and
would
it was
be,
a symbol.
That would be that
it
would
wasn't
be fantastic.
A crucifix. It was a
just
symbol.
A symbol. Just one of those classic Home Depot yard sale signs out there. Oh, man. I do believe Goldberg versus Lesnar goes on last. I just think they've got to do something to spice up that ending, because if the ending is Lesnar wins, everybody go home. Like, well.
Good night, everybody.
Right.
Yeah. I think Lesnar's going to win. I think Roman's going to win, I guess, if I had to make a prediction. That could go either way. That could really go either way. The big thing, too, out of that, so there's two big things out of that match to me. One, if Roman wins, how much more could he be hated
yeah.
being Taker?
Yeah.
And the speculation of, was that Taker's last match?
Well, and if it's Taker's last match, do you have him lose to Roman Reigns? And I get it about putting over younger talent. Maybe that makes the most sense.
Right.
I still have this pang of regret that our last match with The Undertaker could not be Cena versus Taker. Anyway, another story
yeah,
for another day.
Because, I mean, I think a lot of people say, well, if he loses here, that's twice at WrestleMania. So is that it for him?
Send him in, Jerome.
Yeah, because then otherwise it's like, okay, he could win.
Yeah.
And it could be this whole... Roman hits rock bottom, build him back up for the next year to where he's headlining WrestleMania next year.
Right, right, right.
What's next for the dead man? And maybe he could wrestle next year again, and that's where the match against Cena takes place.
Well, yeah.
But then it's, you're going to get some people that say, here we go. Neither of these guys will put over younger talent.
Well,
but at that point, though, it's like, it doesn't matter who wins that match. It's a dream
yes,
match
yes.
that is going to be... That's the kind of thing you do at a WrestleMania from mm-hmm. that standpoint, is that you put bigger-than-life characters against one another.
There are so few dream matches left, and we've already missed the boat on Sting versus Taker, which just still feels like a real sore spot in my stomach. I think that would be a great highlight or spotlight for next year's Mania. I think WWE has also painted themselves into a corner with this Sunday between Roman Reigns and Taker, only because fans are going to gravitate towards Taker simply because he's the legend.
Yeah.
And Roman Reigns...
And it's at WrestleMania, too.
And it's at WrestleMania, his yard. And Roman Reigns is already so universally despised by a lot of the public, unnecessarily so when it comes to certain aspects about his in-ring work, etc., that... By having him win, it's going to do him no favors because he's beating what is essentially the babyface. Having him lose makes him look weak. The only out you have is your point, making him turn heel. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't either. I mean, I think it would be a great thing to do. This is another thing that Jason talked about during the week was, what is WWE going to do to have that moment? And it doesn't just lead for WrestleMania. And we'll talk about this more at the end of we run down the card here, but... Does WWE really need a shakeup following WrestleMania to get people talking following the biggest show of the year?
They could do like a draft extension. They could like a brand extension. They could draft talent around
and
separate everybody out and have new championships.
We'll talk about that in a minute. So the other matches on the show, Seth Rollins against Triple H.
Okay.
I think we all believe Seth is winning.
Yes. And the match is happening. It's
right.
actually happening.
And it's this unsanctioned match. Uh-huh. So they're going to be going all over the place.
Hold no harm stipulation, hold harmless.
Sure.
No holds barred,
right.
Sleeper hold match.
Right. That's so they're going to be fighting everywhere. And set. Now, here's the thing. Is it going to be Seth overcomes his leg injury and he's hobbled the entire match and he still beats Triple H? Or is it going to be one of these, haha, fooled you, I'm healthy?
I don't think it's going to be as much of the latter, if only because they played up the angle so much in recent weeks about Triple H targeting the knee.
Right.
I think what you could happen, or what you could have happen, is somebody interfering on Rollins' behalf to help level the playing field because Samoa Joe comes out, something like that.
Like Mick Foley.
Like Mick Foley. That makes this a little bit more of a dirty finish.
Right, and he doesn't do anything too physical, like he just goes sucko or whatever.
And then so what happens is Seth Rollins gets the win, but it's under auspicious circumstances, so then you can bring this feud back up next week, to next month.
Could that be the spot where a Finn Balor comes to the aid of Seth Rollins?
I think so. I think Foley makes more sense now just out of sheer revenge.
It does, yeah.
But Finn could make a lot of sense here. Again, I question that only because, and we did find out that it seemed like Finn would have likely been a good fit to replace Seth if Seth had not been ready to go. But Finn should have beef and should have umbrage with Seth Rollins for injuring him.
Well,
and it doesn't make sense at this point because they're both baby faces, but...
They could do something. They could do the storyline of we bonded over our injuries because we were coming back.
That's
at the
true.
Same time. And
that's
they could
true.
Also say Finn has a bigger beef that he's not the champion.
Well,
that somebody else is the is not a true champion because he never lost the title.
Right.
So that could set up, say, Finn Balor against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something else.
So, that would be a fascinating feud.
Here's the one that surprises me. So Shane McMahon against AJ Styles. We knew that was coming. They're doing that match. What surprises me is there is no stipulation. There is no go all the way around the building.
Right.
Yeah, they flat out said, if you get counted out of the ring,
yeah, AJ Styles made that point. AJ Styles.
He made that point on SmackDown. So I was really surprised by that because I thought that's got to be a street fight. And I know they're doing whatever with Seth and Triple H, but it's not the first time, it's not the last time that they've done this. So I thought this would be a street fight. There would be something like that. Maybe AJ would say, hey, you know how you like to do all your flips and your stunts and your whatever? I'm not afraid of that. You can have all that stuff, and I'm still going to put you in your place. But instead, they went the, you can't handle a regular wrestling match. And what this makes me almost believe is, maybe Shane is going to win.
What if I take it a different direction?
Okay.
What if this match is actually a squash match? Because I think it is weird, to your point, that they don't have a crazy stipulation for Shane. So what if AJ Styles literally comes out there and surprise, 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 he whoops up on Shane and Shane gets very little offense in and AJ Styles wins the match, but they use this as a moment to start turning AJ face.
You realize you're talking about a McMahon getting squashed.
I'm just saying this past week, or maybe it's 2 weeks ago.
Michael? Michael.
Just...
What? What's Shane's last name?
This is not
Michael,
the,
what is Shane's last name?
His name is Shane Vincent Shanity.
Is it McMahon?
I don't know. I have not seen a birth certificate. Can you produce a birth certificate, Brian?
His last name is McMahon. His father is Vince.
Okay.
Like, as in the owner of WWE.
Okay, I've heard of this guy.
So I don't think he's going to have
Tinder.
His son squashed in a match.
Well, but what if it happened?
It's not going to happen.
But just listen to this.
Okay.
What if on Sunday it happened? Okay.
I think it's unlikely. But
what if Shane wins by some kind of fluke, a roll up?
I could see that.
Small package.
After I've said there's not going to be a roll up victory on the show, then they finally have one. Which I think that move needs to be banned for 6 months.
Which one? The small package or the roll-up?
The roll-up.
Uh-huh.
What about
the distraction from the video at the front?
The distraction from anybody, from a video to anybody at the ringside to the roll-up?
Yeah.
Like what they did with Sammy and Kevin Owens this week?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Please stop that crap.
What if still Shane wins, which I'm not a fan of, but what if he wins by some crazy way like that and they shake hands at the end? I think there's still potential for AJ to turn face as a result
of this. Either way this match goes, I think this could lead to Shane and AJ coming out on SmackDown and saying, you know what, no matter who won, who lost, we can now work together, and I'm going to trade AJ Styles to Raw.
Gotcha. Yep.
I think I could see something like that. Because I know a lot of people are talking about a draft. It makes no sense to do a draft on Raw or SmackDown right after Mania, like the week of. I think it would be better for them to promote it and do it in a month.
Sure.
6 weeks, two months, something like that.
I think middle of the summer is a perfect time, because if you do it right now, you're not feeding into, because now we know that WrestleMania does not end feuds.
Right.
It begins feuds in many cases. You need to play these off at Extreme Rules and whatever the...
To me, June is the good chance to do it. Like, they did the draft last year in July.
And there's a lull in the middle of the summer anyway.
Exactly. Right? That's why I think you do it in June, because then that's like a midway point between WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Right.
So if you do it then, that gives you a little spark in the summer. Yeah. So that's when they do it then.
Is that the tagline for this year's SummerSlam? Spark of the summer?
Spark of the summer. Hey, this is the ultimate thrill ride. We haven't said that enough yet.
Ooh, we haven't. You mean this Sunday at WrestleMania is going to be the ultimate thrill ride?
It will be.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the ultimate thrill ride this Sunday at WrestleMania.
I'm sure you are.
You know what the ultimate thrill ride will actually be, other than WrestleMania, which is being tagged as the ultimate thrill ride?
What is the ultimate thrill ride?
The ultimate thrill ride is coming to have beers with us Saturday night.
That is true.
I mean, if you think this is the ultimate thrill ride, imagine what this would be like if we had beers in our hands. Zima's.
If you tell Mike it is the ultimate thrill ride, maybe he'll give you a nickel towards your drink.
If you're having a drinking game right now, you should be slappy ass drunk.
You're catching up. You're doing a lot of catching up off that. Okay, so we've got the Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match.
I'm glad
the
they
Women's
added
Championship.
That. I'm glad they added stipulation.
So I'm convinced that there's only going to be two people that I could see coming out of this winning.
Okay.
Charlotte.
Okay.
Bayley. I don't think Sasha. I don't think Nia. I think Sasha won't, because they're going to hold that off for Sasha Bayley over the summer. Nia's just not ready yet. So to me, Charlotte, because it's a WrestleMania and you could have Bayley win it back. In fact, I believe the next pay-per-view is in San Jose, which is her hometown.
Mm.
Or you could keep it with Bayley winning it here. That would create another big Bayley moment.
Sure.
Because they've already robbed us of that, the way they put it on the title, rather than holding it off till WrestleMania for whatever reason.
Right.
And they're very big on Charlotte is the face of the division. She's a fantastic athlete.
Yeah.
And all those different things.
She's got their look.
That's why she won it last year when they, you know, changed the Divas Championship to the Women's Championship. And I think we could see her win it again.
I don't think so. I would be surprised if she wins it on Sunday. I think it's got to be Bayley, and I think you start planting the seeds of that Sasha Banks heel turn,
right?
So you can set up that match at SummerSlam, because that division desperately needs a good heel who is not just a monster.
Sure. Chris Jericho against Kevin Owens for the United States Championship. I think Chris is going to win.
Really?
I do. And I think what they're going to do is then they're going to do an angle on Monday. I know a lot of people are saying
Kurt Angle. The wordplay tonight, Brian.
Nah,
you're so much funnier in person.
Not Kurt Angle. I think, because a lot of people are expecting him to lose this match.
Okay.
He's not gone yet, because he's going to go tour of the summer with Fozzy. I don't think he's gone immediately. So I think you could see Chris win. Then the next night, Kevin wins it. And then they also do an angle where Samoa Joe takes out Chris and injures him. So that explains for the wrestling reason why Chris is not around.
Okay. All right. I'm trending with you. I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous to have Kevin Owens lose. I think at this point, Kevin Owens needs a win at a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
After getting squashed by Bill Goldberg last month. But it's not a huge deal, I think, maybe at this point.
But they'll say, well, he's getting a win back in a bigger audience on Raw.
Well, that's true. I don't like that
argument.
I'm trying
to think like WWE, which is dangerous. I'm getting in that mind space.
Yes.
So
he's already told me that this show is going to be the ultimate thrill ride tonight.
It is.
We actually were going to stop numbering the shows, because we think that putting the numbers after the shows makes it look like the show is too old. Between the Ropes has been around too long.
So John Cena and Nikki Bella against The Miz and Maryse. I keep asking everybody about this the last couple of days. I said, when do you think John Cena really proposed to Nikki?
I saw it on that Total Bellas clip where he got down. He said, I bought you a diamond. Dallas Page DVD set.
Are you surprised that we are still seeing Breezy Bella on TV?
To a certain extent, yes. It's hilarious.
I think Tyler's living it up. I think he loves that. You know what's even better is when Fandango came out and did the swivel about, you know... What was the thing that he said that he was talking about, like for a match or whatever? It was hilarious.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, you know what's even better actually is all of the fans are hating on Tyler Breeze for doing this, and he's just back and forth, rapid fire, just spewing back hated them. Just little
whippy
things.
He loves doing that on Twitter.
It's beautiful.
He's always been doing that. Like, people even ripped on him about, why do you like being on the main roster when you're getting buried rather than NXT?
Yeah.
And he just put, you know, dollar signs, you know, the money bag emojis on there. So,
and people are like, how have you fallen so far? And he's like, dude, I'm only 28. I've not fallen anywhere.
Right. He's like, I haven't even come close to my potential yet. So don't worry about that. I think we all agree who's winning this match. And it's not the Miz and Maurice.
No. Sorry, you said a word wrong. It's we all agree it's the Miz and Maurice.
It is not.
The Miz and
Maurice. It's Cena and Nikki are winning
the
match.
That would make no sense. Why would they win the match?
They're going to win the match.
Have you seen the Total Bella skits on SmackDown? It's obvious that marriage is just a ruse. It's all
so
fake.
John and Nikki are going to win. And then John is going to propose.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be their big entertainment moment.
Sure.
I think
I do think you make a good point.
Here's my joke about this whole
thing.
Like, was it like John says, hey, baby, I know you've been wanting to get married. Rather than me propose to you right now, how about we just do it in the ring at WrestleMania?
Right.
Rather than I'm going to propose. And then now we've already done it. Say, OK, why don't we do it again at WrestleMania? And by the way, John says, this was not his idea for the match. I saw an interview where he said, I don't make the matches. So for anybody who wants to get all pissed that this is the match that I'm in.
Yeah.
This was not my idea. Right. You know, I'm still a company guy.
Well, and again, if it really is his future fiance, future wife's last match in WWE, it kind of makes sense they'd want to
go out
like this.
That's the other thing, too, that people aren't talking about is this is possibly Nikki's final match.
Right.
She is retiring.
So I do think you're right. It is interesting. I'm sure that John Cena has told her, pitched her the idea at some point. You know, in their kind of relationship, that knowing that there are cameras around them all the time, that Total Bellas is kind of filming at various times, their conversations about marriage are probably a lot more informal than kind of like, I proposed. Right. I got down on one knee and
so
said, do you want to marry me?
I got this idea.
Right.
I want to marry you.
Right.
Let's do it on the biggest stage we can when it comes to the proposal. We're going to do this match. Why don't we do it at WrestleMania?
Right. Our life already surrounds this business. Let's do it on that stage.
Let's just do it up. So,
right.
Okay. So, Dean Ambrose against Baron Corbin. That's for the Intercontinental Championship. Baron Corbin, to me, it seems like a no-brainer. He wins this match.
Yep.
And I don't know what they do with Dean Ambrose after this. It's not like Dean's lost or anything like that. He's in the mid card, but you could see him being passed a little bit here. There's more stock in Baron Corbin right now.
Right.
And rightfully so, I think, which is weird if you think like a year ago, like the stock in those two guys, the Baron Corbin looks a little bit better, I think.
They've almost crossed paths in such a way. And I think part of it is WWE likes Baron Corbin. They like his style. They like his size. Dean Ambrose fits in a really weird niche. And let's remember, Dean Ambrose did get a lengthy title run.
Right.
Right. And so his time came.
Well, Once you already have that title run, I think they have this belief of, at any moment we can give you a big win and just rev you back up.
Right. So I don't think we're losing Dean Ambrose in that way.
Yeah.
Also because we don't know what's going to happen with the SmackDown WWE Championship.
Sure.
Right. So if it goes to Randy Orton, I mean they fought some in the past. It could be a Dean Ambrose Randy Orton feud for that championship. If it stays on Bray Wyatt, heel versus face, that makes a lot of sense. If we get a Miz title run sometime in the next 365 days, that would be a fantastic feud, the Miz versus Dean Ambrose for that championship.
Yeah, they could do that again.
So I think he could come back into that spot.
Sure. Let's talk about the SmackDown championship match.
Okay.
So Bray Wyatt against Randy Orton. I think this could potentially be the best match on the show.
Austin Aries versus Neville is going to be fun. It's going to be short.
That's the thing. I don't know if they're going to get enough time. This will get more time.
I think AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon has the potential to be a lot of fun. I don't know that it'll be a classic.
Well, I think what takes away from that is that they're not doing all the bells and whistles with it.
Right. So you could be right, Brian. And I think both of these guys have talent. They have potential. And we've seen them wrestle before. I wonder where the chemistry is. If there is great chemistry on Sunday, this match will be fantastic. Mm-hmm. If it comes across as lackluster, their feud before was fine, but it wasn't AJ Styles versus John Cena memorable.
Right.
It might not be a match stealer. It has that potential. You are right.
So who do you like to win this match, though?
I believe the babyface wins the Rumble. The babyface wins the championship.
I think Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Now, I guess the way you look at it is, this a lot of times when a guy becomes a first-time champion, they give it to you and then they pull it back.
Right.
And then they say, okay,
Dean Ambrose, we just talked about.
What are you going to do to try to get it again? What do you do within yourself to work even harder to get it back?
Right.
There is that mentality that they do, and they could be doing this with Bray.
Sure.
It's just the way that I look at it for going forward, does Randy need it? And he does not need it, but that doesn't mean they won't put the title on him. Maybe it's just my personal preference that I would like to see Bray have a longer reign. That doesn't mean that he's going to get it right now.
It's also possible that Randy Orton gets the moment on Sunday and Bray wins it back in a month or two.
Right.
I think the reason Randy wins it is not because he needs it. It's not because SmackDown needs him as their face. They don't. I think the reason Randy wins it is because this is supposed to be the capstone match and probably the longest built feud on the WrestleMania card. And if this is that capstone match, Randy Orton is the one who needs to go home with the victory.
Well, the other thing is, too, if you look at it like, what do you do after this?
Okay.
So what do you do with Orton after this if he is not the champion?
I think the
I'm changing my mind here, I think, a little
okay.
bit.
I think the answer is the same either way. I think if he's not the champion, you could have him feud with AJ Styles. I think if he is a champion, you could have him feud with AJ Styles. There is potential
right.
there for some really interesting feuds heading into SummerSlam. Maybe we try to recreate the magic of John Cena and AJ Styles with Randy Orton. Who knows?
Well, that's the thing I say. You know, AJ against Randy for the championship makes a lot of sense there.
Sure.
Because I think there's more there's different opportunities if Bray is not the champion.
Yes.
Because that's where you could do something with Matt Hardy.
Well, that is true. If he goes to SmackDown.
If he goes to SmackDown.
You really... One note, right?
I'm just throwing that in there, man.
That note home.
Because that's the thing that makes a lot of sense. The thing is, though, if you bring in Matt and Jeff, and they're both doing that gimmick together,
yeah.
then it makes no sense right off the bat to go after Bray, because Bray is by himself.
Sure.
I think Eric Rowan is coming back on either Raw or SmackDown, yeah. whichever brand. I think he would like to be on the same one with Luke because they want to team up together again.
Yes, yes.
How yeah. about, what if you had Luke Harper and Eric Rowan against the Hardys?
Not quite the same. Not quite the same.
It's not.
It's not. It loses something. It feels like a step backwards for the Hardys.
Possibly.
That's where I stand.
I'm just throwing it out there. So when it comes to the Raw tag team match?
Yes.
So we have Carl Anderson, Luke mm-hmm. Gallows, against Cesaro and Sheamus.
Right.
Against Enzo and Big Cass. I think Enzo and Big Cass probably leave as champions.
Yes.
They haven't done it
yes.
yet. That's kind of a WrestleMania moment. I can see that match being the opener of the show, of the main card.
Sure. It reminds me a lot of the Intercontinental Championship match from last year. And let's just take the Hardys out of the equation, my little Fantasyland idea, my broken Fantasyland idea. And let's just say they play it straight. This reminds me last year of the Intercontinental Championship match, which opened up Mania, right? Which Zack Ryder won. And we'll remember that the next night on Raw, I think it was, Zack Ryder lost that championship to The Miz, I believe.
Yeah.
But Zack Ryder won that belt at Mania. His dad came in the ring and celebrated with him, and it made that Mania moment you're talking about. Now, it didn't matter in the long run, but they're still advertising all of that. And Zack Ryder still talks about how special of a moment that was. This will be a WrestleMania moment. I don't think they stay together for the long term. I don't think they hold the belts for a very long time. But this is that Mania moment that makes WrestleMania feel special right from the get-go.
Well, I think what they're going to do in that match, definitely, though, is Enzo Amore is going to do a big stunt.
Gotcha.
They've been doing that a lot more lately. I could see him being the guy that goes on the super high ladder and takes
right.
the crash
right.
outside the ring. So, you know, they haven't had that big moment yet with Cass and Enzo.
Right.
And as big as the moment was last year when they debuted, they still hadn't been the tag team champions.
Sure.
So
sure.
Here's the other thing, too. If that happens, does Cesaro and Sheamus, do they stay together as a team?
I think this was a short-term team-up. I think this was a short-term partnership. And I would still love to see them finally go back and finish up that feud they started a year ago.
Maybe they would do something along those lines.
I think the Raw tag team division does need some depth. I don't think that depth comes from Sheamus and Cesaro. And I think that Cesaro has bigger things ahead of him now.
I think that depth comes from putting the Revival on that brand.
And the Hardys.
Well, here's the other thing, too. It could be the Revival.
Okay.
Because I don't know who's getting called up. And remember, this is all conjecture. Would Ciampa and Gargano with DIY be a better fit? And the only reason I say that is because I don't want this to happen anytime soon, but I think we could easily see this happen. When they split, they would put them in the cruiserweight division or have them in there sometimes.
Right.
And by putting them on Raw, it gives you the open door to also to do something do with the cruiserweight division.
I think that does make sense.
I hate when I make sense.
I do too sometimes because I'm like, I didn't have that idea. Stupid Brian did. I think that's a good out. But I also wonder what they're going to do with 205 Live with the cruiserweight division moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So let's quickly run down TakeOver. So they have five matches on this show.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing an eight-person mixed tag match. It's a Ty, Roderick, No Way Jose, Ruby Riott, which I wish when I had done a write-up the other day, I had realized that they're going to add the women.
Right.
They're taking on Sanity, which is it's Eric Young, Nikki Cross, Alexander Wolf, and...
Killian Dane.
Yeah, that's right, Killian Dane. I don't know when it comes to who's going to win this one. Do you have a prediction?
Sanity. We don't know when we're going to go on the card. I think that could... Sanity's not quite as...
I think Sanity makes more sense to have a heel in this one because you can cover it up a little bit better.
Right.
Well, it all depends. Or do they want to give Ty a big win here? Sanity, I think, to elongate the feud. Maybe.
Right. I think they're going to need a heel win on this card that could kind of be fun and different, and I think that's where you go with it.
So Aleister Black makes his debut against Andrade Almas. Almas has been doing a lot better work lately.
Yes,
especially as a heel. That does not mean he's going to win this match.
No, he's not.
So Aleister Black's winning this.
He needs the nice little pop here.
Yeah. So I think the match that a lot of people aren't talking about as much as they should is the tag team match in NXT. So Authors of Pain putting the titles up against DIY and The Revival.
Yes.
And I think this could be one of the better matches of the weekend when it comes to WWE.
Tag team matches on NXT are always hot. You have some great teams here. I can't say enough about The Revival and the fantastic work they've done over the last 2 years. DIY, they've really established themselves as something special. Even the Authors of Pain, I think there is good chemistry to be had here. And you could be looking at a match that steals the show for the weekend. I came out of last year's SummerSlam talking about how great that match was of everything else I saw over the 20 hours of wrestling. Maybe it happens again on Sunday.
Maybe.
Or Saturday.
So who wins this? I think Authors of Pain seems like the most natural fit. But I was going to say DIY as well.
Yep.
I don't think The Revival, because if they're going to call somebody up, they feel like they deserve it a little bit more.
Yes.
For all the time served.
Right.
So, yeah, I think DIY.
I think that's where you go with this, and you give them a big moment on a big weekend.
Asuka, who's coming up on the Goldberg streak, who really is. She's going to be taking on Ember Moon.
When does the Goldberg streak actually happen? When does she top it?
I don't know. She's close.
And so then she's going to get called up to fight Goldberg to defend the streak?
Possibly.
In a streak versus streak
match? So that's
match?
Why people are talking about Bill, this might not be his final match on Sunday. They're going to do this big man versus woman match.
Or they're going to recreate the streak with Goldberg in his prime now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, she's not going to hit that number on the streak because I think she's going to lose here. I think Ember Moon's winning the title.
I really thought they were going to have Asuka go all the way with this, but Ember Moon has a high stock value in WWE right now.
Yeah.
People are talking about her. Fans seem to be taking to her. So this is the next gradual step. And Asuka's ready. She's ready to come up. She's been ready. She has one loss. Bring her on up. Still would be super, super, super hot.
I don't know. I'm not convinced they're bringing up Asuka right now, but I think Ember's going to win this match.
I think they're going to bring up Asuka to SmackDown within the next 3 months.
You might be right. Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura. That's the main event. You know, I have been convinced for a long time that this was going to be Nakamura's last NXT match.
Right.
I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I've also heard more people talking about Bobby getting called up.
Yep.
I don't think Bobby's getting called up right now. He could be called up at any minute. I mean, we know that he's more than ready. I think they want to wait a little bit longer to introduce some more talent in NXT before they do that.
Right.
This has been the way that they do call-ups with Finn Balor. You lose the championship, you lose the rematch, you get called up. Samoa Joe, you lose the championship.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Kevin Owens they've done this with. I think they're doing it with Nakamura here.
Yep.
And I do think we see Shinsuke on either Monday or Tuesday.
I do hate that a little bit. It almost feels very formulaic. And wrestling is all about a formula at the end of the day. But it almost feels like, well, you know, he's going to lose because they can't keep him down there. So I would love to see them throw a curveball here and have Nakamura actually win the championship and then maybe say, nope, I'm gonna take this, but I'm going to move on up. I got to call up and I'm going to leave this here. But they've never done that, and I don't think they're going to start.
They could. And here's one of the reasons why I say they could, okay? So if you follow around WWE terminology very closely, You are not allowed to use the D word when it comes to NXT. And that is developmental.
Oh, yeah.
No D word.
Right.
It is a third global brand.
Don't call it the big D.
So exactly. So because of that, and Triple H has talked about this too. They want to get to a point, and it's not going to happen right now, but they want to get to a point where it's not a call up from NXT. It is not a send down if you go from Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
They want to get it, and I'm not saying that they can because in their world they can look at it one way, but from a fan perspective, we kind of see through that. But they want to do it to where talent can go back and forth, and it's all on the same level.
Right.
So
it is the third brand. Right. It is what I've been saying for years. Right. That is the other brand
so
you do.
Could they start something like that here? Shinsuke wins it, and then he does still go to Raw or SmackDown.
With the championship?
With the championship. And then he'd lose it down the line.
Huh. Potentially. Maybe.
Oh, I'm just throwing out fireballs here, man.
You are just blowing my mind.
Boom. Okay, so quickly, let's talk about what we think could be on Raw or SmackDown. I think Finn Balor is going to be on Raw.
Okay.
Now, there's even some people that even... There we go. So even some people have said, are we sure Finn is going to be on Raw? Could he be on the move? Like, if they did a trade, could it be Finn Balor for AJ Styles?
Okay.
Because a lot of people are talking about Roman moving.
Okay.
I think even if they do a trade, I could see those guys being involved. That's why I say the draft wouldn't be for a couple of months.
Right.
Maybe they would do something like, so you get an instant little bit of a shakeup.
Yeah. And Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn could be going to SmackDown.
No, I think Sami stays on Raw. I think now, I'll throw a guy out there that I would love to see on SmackDown if they do a split, and that's Cesaro.
Hmm.
I think it's Cesaro over on that brand.
Yes. With that riding team, that style of wrestling.
And then you could do, say AJ stays.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, or even if he goes, look at the fresh matchups. Just by making one trade, by changing two different guys, that, and then maybe there's a call-up or two. I know we talked about a lot of potential call-ups there. I don't even know if there's going to be one.
Yeah.
I feel confident in the Nakamura one. Everything else, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it last year where they brought up a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that this year.
It doesn't feel like they need to bring up people in mass.
But they want a little bit of a shakeup. The thing is,
but you don't want to strip NXT of everything it's got either.
It's not just that, it's what is overload for those two brands.
Sure. Well, I think there's some, you're right, and I almost feel like Raw has an abundance of talent, whereas SmackDown does not. Those tag team divisions are weak. The women's division on SmackDown is a little bit sparse. And they've done a lot with it, but there almost needs to be an extra layer of where are the guys on SmackDown who would wrestle on a main event or superstars on Thursday.
Sure.
Right? That's what we need.
Yeah. So does WWE need a big moment following WrestleMania to really get people engaged? Because Raw and SmackDown, especially Raw the night after, we all know it's a hot show. It's one of their higher rated shows of the year.
Sure.
But you're talking about, I'm not saying it's stale, what they're doing right now, but you could see Goldberg leaving. You could see they've had these storylines or they've had these kind of combinations for a little while. So I think they need to do something. You know, could they would get a huge spark if Reigns turned heel, if they did one simple trade. And even if they did the trade, I don't know if they would do it that night. Or would it be something that got held over to the following week? Like, could they say someone debuted? Like, what if out of nowhere, Brock Lesnar's saying this, that, and the other, and here comes AJ Styles?
Mm.
And then you can explain on SmackDown, or maybe they announce on social media, because that's the way they like to do it. Oh, we're announcing a trade.
Right.
Both Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, Stephanie, and maybe Kurt Angle, whoever. Kurt Angle's making a splash first night as a GM.
Yeah.
And guess what? He made a trade. And he got AJ Styles in return for Roman Reigns.
Oh, that would be crazy, especially a heel Roman Reigns coming over to SmackDown.
Right. So I traded Finn Balor because that could be, that explains Kurt Angle has to make a splash first night as GM, yep. plus the surprise of an AJ Styles showing up at that brand. Or you could even do something of Brock Lesnar's in the ring. I've vanished Goldberg. You know what? That guy is gone. I've beaten everybody else. Shinsuke Nakamura comes out.
Gotcha.
Finn Balor comes out. Gotcha. Hey, man, you are the champion. I never lost that title.
Right.
I mean, so I think one of those moments, one of those scenarios needs to happen. I don't know what they'll do on SmackDown. I think on Raw, I think they're going to get the Revival because I think a Revival New Day feud sets up perfectly.
Sure. I think there needs to be a splash, especially if we're talking about a part-time champion being crowned at Mania, because you're talking about an absence from February until now where Goldberg's been around, but it's kind of been here and there. And to say that Brock Lesnar is going to be champion for the next 11 months or even the next 5 months until SummerSlam, and we're not going to see him that much. What are you going to do to create intrigue and interest with a gap there on your roster?
That's why
a splash.
That's why Kurt Angle says on my first night as a GM, you are going to face a mystery opponent in the main event because you're out here bragging about how you can beat everybody.
Sure.
And they come out. So Brock is standing in the ring and he's just like, come on out, come on out. And Heyman's up. And here comes AJ.
Yeah.
Or here comes Finn. Here comes Nakamura. Yeah. What if Nakamura won the title on his first night on the main roster?
That's a stretch.
Here's the only reason why I say maybe that's it's not. Because if it was any other crowd, maybe. You are talking about the smartest crowd that they have. The most vocal crowd that they have.
Sure.
The night after Mania. All those fans are going to know who Shinsuke Nakamura is. Sure. And if they did an angle like that, number one, I want all the credit. Two, the pop would be ridiculous.
Here's the other thing you could do. Never going to happen in a million years. This is my fantasy land, Michael Wiseman dreaming up stuff on acid trip booking, okay? Okay. Brock Lesnar has to defend the championship against an unnamed opponent Monday night, to your point. And all of a sudden, cult of personality hits. It's clobbering time. CM Punk walks down, wins the championship.
Dude, I think people, they might have to get, if they did something like that, let's just say the medical staff would be on full alert from people passing out from excitement. And also, they would have to get the mop-up crew because everybody pissed their pants. Okay?
It does feel like it could be closer than ever. You talk about CM Punk having been gone, and I don't think he's going to come back. Don't take this that way. I think CM Punk is still a ways away from ever coming back to WWE.
Yeah.
But
if they have, whenever they have that moment, if they ever have it, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to stop.
It's okay.
Now.
You're
I'm
at just, the fantasy book.
I'm just fantasizing a little bit because AJ Lee's promoting her book, and this would be a great time.
Sure. I don't think you're right, but hey.
There you go.
You never know what could happen.
It's my bold prediction for the year.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can have a bold prediction.
There you go.
So everybody, reminder, please, if you want to join us, if you're in the Central Florida area, join us on Saturday night following NXT TakeOver. Come on out to Harry Buffalo. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/betweentheropes, RSVP on the event page. That way we can get a head count that's going to help us out a lot. Make sure that we've got enough space. Be on the lookout for all of our different WrestleMania coverage. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe here to the YouTube channel as well. You'll see all the different interviews that we do, all the videos. And also, if you follow us on Twitter, at Between the Ropes, the Real Wiseman for him, I'm at Brian Fritz. We're going to do some live videos there. On Facebook, we'll be doing live video too from all the different venues we're going to be at. I'm sure we're going to do it Friday morning while we're at Radio Row. And then we'll post those interviews later on in the day. And then from all the different places that we go throughout the weekend, we'll be doing some different live videos.
Stop touching my leg.
Did
you kept you kept touching my leg. Quit touching my leg. Sorry. And that's between the... And on that note,
my God, man.
please subscribe. Please join us. And if you see us around Access, just say hey. Just grab us. Not too violently.
I had somebody say hi to me today, and I feel really bad because I wasn't sure. We act like we knew each other. It's like, oh, hey, Fritz. He's just like very calmly walking by.
If you said hi to Brian while he was leaving Access at approximately 5:30 today.
I apologize. I vaguely remember who he was. I think I know when I met him, but I'm not 100% certain.
If you're a fan of the podcast,
I apologize.
Let him know.
Yeah, let me know. Let me have it. I deserve it for that. So thanks again to everybody for listening. Just once again, please subscribe and please support us on Patreon as well. So get ready for all the different coverage that we have and enjoy WrestleMania. We'll talk to you next time right here Between the Ropes.